Why comparative religion ministry skills matter, listening, discernment, and faithful witness. Hi, I am Haley, the Christian Leaders Institute Synthesia presenter. We are grateful to our researchers and the tools of AI to make this course available to you. These free courses are made possible by the generosity of users like you who support this mission through donations, purchase of official credentials, subscriptions, and the purchases of Christian Leaders lifestyle products through our Christian Leaders store. What is great about this model is that everyone gets to study free of charge. Frankly, many have nothing to offer except themselves, to be an ambassador for Christ. I won't mention this again. Now we go on to free training. Comparative religion ministry skills matter because ministry conversations often go deeper than they first appear. A person may ask for prayer, but their idea of God may be very different from yours. A couple may want a wedding blessing, but they may mean love, energy, destiny, or the universe. A grieving family may use Christian words while holding non-Christian assumptions about death. A coaching client may talk about purpose, but their purpose may be grounded in self-creation rather than calling before God. A Christian leader needs discernment. Discernment begins with listening. We do not begin by attacking. We do not begin by assuming. We do not begin by forcing a sermon into every conversation. We begin by listening for what the person believes is ultimate. What do they trust? What do they fear? What do they think is wrong with life? What do they believe can save, heal, liberate, or restore them? These questions help us serve with respect and clarity. Comparative religion ministry skills also help us avoid vague spirituality. Some words sound shared, but they may not mean the same thing. God, spirit, salvation, peace, liberation, heaven, karma, grace, prayer, and truth can carry very different meanings in different traditions. A wise Christian leader asks gentle clarifying questions. When you say spiritual, what do you mean? When you say God, how do you understand God? What does hope after death mean to your family? Would you welcome a Christian prayer? These questions protect dignity. They also protect truth. This course will train you to serve as an officiant, minister, chaplain, or life coach with permission-based care, role clarity, and Christ-centered witness. You are not being trained to become a religious studies professor, a therapist, or a debate champion. You are being trained to become more faithful in real conversations. Listen deeply, discern the altar, compare carefully, minister with Christ-like clarity,